Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the Get Right with Reggie KG, hour number two right here on 105 Through the Fan. Kevin Gray, Reginald Atatula, my man Joey holding it down for you here on your Turn It On, Leave It On station, 105 Through the Fan. The TruckRate.com text line 877-881-1053. If you want to get in on the conversation, appreciate you joining us on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. However, and wherever you may be listening, the Cowboys wrapping up walkthrough practice earlier today. It's Nobu night out in Oxnard, California. So party time for Jerry and the folks out there. If you could party with one person and where, that's a celebrity, we want you to tell us on the truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053.
RJ Ochoa.
Well, Snoop's been getting a lot of votes so far on the truckwreck.com text line. They want to party with Snoop out in Cali.
I mean, is that what we're calling a party? I feel like people want more of a kickback. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because it's more of a, definitely a kickback for sure. Let's kick back right now with the manager and editor-in-chief of SB Nation's Blog and the Boys via the Diamond Factory Hotline. You can find him on Twitter, at RJ Ochoa. Of course, his name is RJ Ochoa. RJ, what's up, man?
Fellas, glory, glory, Man United.
That's right.
Yes, happy, sir.
Happy Premier League weekend to all of us. A successful campaign coming our way. Surely, I'm going to pick Cristiano Ronaldo for my celebrity just to fall on that grenade for all of us so I can get all the intel and then tell you too.
Oh, yeah, no, that'd be helpful.
Oh, okay,
although, I don't
okay.
think you want to tell me because I'm firmly in a place where I'm going to try and end him. I don't know if you gathered this from the way that I've talked. I'm over it.
Yeah, he's over it. He's over it. Yeah, he's over Ronaldo at this point.
And if we're talking about, like, athletes with legal issues, you know.
To move very swiftly away from all of that.
And not even delve into Cowboys just yet, but RJ, I don't know where you fall. I am a little bit of a college football sicko. I have absolutely, actually yesterday, I read two long-form articles about the previews for the University of Houston and Kansas State University. So my question to do you have any college football sicko on you, and is it starting to ramp up?
You know, I'm very fortunate to cover the Dallas Cowboys for a living, and so that kind of wipes out half my weekend, you know what I mean? And so I have to kind of placate that with the fam, with the wife, and so I've just kind of given up college football as far as like a sicko level obsession. I certainly love college football. I love all the activities that come with the fall, which include, you know, a lot of Saturday afternoons or evenings, you know, socializing, whatever, with big-time college football on in the back. Obviously follow the game, but I'm not a sicko. I'm, you know, I've got the sniffles compared to your, like, full-on.
Oh, man. Well, RJ, speaking of the team that you cover on a daily basis, Stephen Jones, as I'll call him today, actually did something that universally, for most Cowboys fans, I can't say universally, most part in the same sense. Sorry. Universally, I think, was accepted, and the fact that they added a good football player in Anthony Barr today.
You know what? Let's give them their flowers. I don't know if we can, like, tiff treats some pie. I know that is, like, sort of a pro you know, dessert du jour, maybe out at Nobu tonight. But yeah, I mean, it's awesome and well-deserving. The contract is great, and all it checks all the boxes. It's low risk, high reward. It's a place where you don't need him right now. You're establishing an insurance policy. And so this is what we said to do at wide receiver 3 months ago. If you had done that, you know, we'd be feeling better about that right now, or our offensive tackle or kicker. But I love this. There was a lot of smoke around here. So it does kind of feel like, you know what, Ross is her lobster. They finally kissed. You know what I mean? We've been waiting on this for a long time.
All right, so with the Anthony Barr thing, we'll come back to the wide receiver thing, but with the Anthony Barr thing, what do you envision his role being? Because, I mean, we talk about it, and some folks have talked about it as depth, but I've looked at it and I've said, this feels kind of like adding to the top end of your position group, which doesn't typically happen in camp. How do you envision his role looking?
I certainly think, you know, he's I think he's a point of depth in two really general ways. He's obviously a point of depth at linebacker, which you need, because Micah is this unicorn that floats around. And so, you know, we've long been saying, what happens if Micah's rushing the passer? What happens if Micah's not there? You got to prepare for any and all situation. And I do think he also adds a point of depth, you know, to your pass rushing group, right? We still haven't seen anybody evolve, you know, and it's still really early, but opposite of Tank. I know we're also really, you know, hopeful about Sam Williams. Dante Fowler's name hasn't really popped that much quite yet. So I think he just gives you options, and he's somebody who has experience. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. I mean, I think that is really sorely needed. This is a low-hanging fruit way to put it, but he's really what Malik Hooker was to the safety department last year. And so I think to come in to add another member to the platoon, to the rotation, to the wave, however you want to put it, I mean, that's what we've been waiting to see. And if it costed you $2 million, $3 million, you know, if every incentive hit and you had $22 million in salary cap space, I mean, cool. Like, this is a great investment. It raises the floor. I don't think I don't think you want Anthony Barr playing in coverage in 2022. That's where, you know, Jabril Cox comes in, obviously. But he can do a very specialized thing at an efficient level. And I think free agents you're signing in August, I think that's a fair thing to expect.
RJ Ochoa of SB Nation's Blogging the Voice joining us right here on the Get Right with Reggie KG on 105.3 The Fan. Before we get to the wide receiver, because that's a lot of conversation, I want to get your overall general thoughts to the first now week of training camp here. Obviously, we've seen some unfortunate injuries with James Washington. Matt Wiletzko had a little bit of a scare with, you know, Jayron Kearse. Like, there's been some things that have popped up, but what have been your overall thoughts on how things have progressed through the first week of camp?
I think a lot of people have referred to this roster as being very top-heavy. It has a lot of superstars, and it will need them to play very well, right? And some of those are you know, slight contingencies, you know, if CeeDee Lamb elevates and if Micah Parsons and Trayvon can do it again. And I think as far as the top, we've seen, you know, as much as you can, obviously, to this point, we've seen all those things look the way they're supposed to look. Dak has looked the way he's supposed to look. CeeDee, Micah, Trayvon, even Tank, Dalton Schultz, all those things are clicking in the ways you want to see. And so in that way, it's kind of chalked in a relaxing and a relieving sort of way. And I think that the positions that have, you know, been attacked, if you will, they were predictably, you know, loose. You know, if you consider, you know, the other positions I named and those players, Dak and CeeDee, those are the house of the little piggy built out of bricks. But you know, some of the positions are built out of twigs. You know what I mean? And you know, apparently there was a big old gust that was, you know, attacking the kicker position yesterday.
literally. And right.
That's blown down the house of twigs. And so it was predictable that at a certain point, receiver was going to be an issue. Swing tackle was going to be an issue. And so, you know, here we are. You know, we called it. So now how do we react?
All right, so we'll get to that wide receiver question again. We'll get to it in a little bit.
I promise we will. We will.
With that being the case, the signing of Anthony Barr, does that give you any level of confidence in this front office, impaired with the amount of cap space that they have, despite the fact that Stephen Jones has tried to say that you need to have $15 million available for your practice squad and other things? Do you have any confidence that maybe they are willing to work around the edges to, you know, shore up some of those issues that do need depth?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I did a TikTok on this subject because that.
What? Wait, hold on. Wait, time out. Time out.
You on the clock?
When did you get on TikTok?
Guys, I've been posting like maybe 2 to 3 TikToks a day, maybe for the last like 70 days.
So are they all football related?
My feelings are hurt right now. That's fine.
I'm not professionally on TikTok or TikTok at all.
Wait,
so,
professionally? What does that mean?
I mean, there's professional reasons to use TikTok, which clearly RJ Ochoa is doing.
But you're on TikTok otherwise.
No, I'm not on TikTok at all.
So why'd you specify
that? I think he's on. Somebody told on himself right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Not at all.
No, you sussed it out, RJ.
Not at all.
But I did a TikTok that was, just 5 kind of general reasons to be excited about this. And number 4 was, this shows that the Cowboys kind of get it. And, I want to give them their flowers, give them their props. But they went out, and it's not just about, Anthony Barr being a big name, former first rounder, 4-time Pro Bowler, but they did it, right? Like, there's this dude who can help, who's on the market, who you can negotiate with, and you did it. So good for you. You stood him, it's like when you go, you have to pick up like your license plate or something. It's something you don't want to do, but when you do it, you walk away with a sense of pride. Like, you know what? I did it. I did a really simple, mundane thing. And now I can put them on my car and feel proud of myself. And so, yeah, it does give me just the appropriate amount of hope that they're willing to apply this same sort of disposition to other places on the roster. If they're willing to be forward thinking and say, well, we need Anthony Barr because what if this? Okay, great job. Let's use the same approach to a bunch of maybe all of the positions on the roster. I don't know. That would be perfect.
RJ, we'll get to the wide receiver part now. I promise. Right now. I said earlier that this team is a CeeDee Lamb injury away from being the worst wide receiver core in the NFL. Tell me why I'm wrong.
What?
As they're currently constructed today, you're definitely not wrong. And I think, if even when Michael Gallup's back, I don't know that that's the most outlandish claim. I think maybe like, if you take CeeDee away and Gallup is healthy, I think I'd still probably rather have them than a couple of teams like New England or the Giants or, whatever. But I do think that CeeDee, that there are so many, I don't know if you guys are community fans. I love there's an episode where there's like all these timelines. It's the remedial chaos theory.
That is the best episode of that show.
Yeah, it's amazing. And there's so many like alternate timelines existing here based on so many different, would-be injuries or disasters. And CeeDee maybe represents the biggest fork in the road. If he's awesome, if he's an alpha, if he's amazing, boom, number one offense, Kellen, God mode, Super Saiyan, McCarthy is, this silver-haired fox now. I mean, everything's awesome. But if he's not, if CeeDee's not, that is, well, now what's the problem? You have no receiver you can count on, at least early on. Can Gallup elevate you? Can he be your Batman and CeeDee's now delegated to Robin? Is Dak, not succeeding in that hypothetical? Is the offense not succeeding? Is the defense not doing its amazing thing? Then are you winning these like 10-7 games? What's going on? So CeeDee really can send this whole thing in 2 completely, totally different directions. Of non-Dak people, he might be the most important player on the team.
All right, we're talking to RJ Ochoa of Blogging the Boys. And RJ, full disclosure, I was never going to ask that question. I just wanted to continue the bit. But since we've already asked it, come on. It would have been funny. Tell me that wouldn't have been funny to just keep teasing forward.
I felt like we had to eventually pay that off because we kept saying it over and over again.
If you say so. Yeah,
I'm sorry I ruined your bit, Reg.
It's great. I think
you
asked a great question. RJ gave us a great answer. And to that end, right, a lot of people have been clamoring for the Memphis wide receiver Tony Pollard to get a little bit more touches and to maybe feature in the passing game more prominently. We heard from Jerry Jones, who was like, well, you can get him swing passes and things of that nature. But we heard from Kellen Moore, and Kellen has kind of given some implications that he could be stretching down the field in those things. How do you actually see this guy being deployed? And do you trust Kellen Moore to actually utilize him as we've gone through many an offseason, expecting him to get utilized and then seeing him kind of relegated?
I think those are 2 questions. By the way, you can't say relegated when we're talking about Manchester United. Like, still,
that's not an issue. It's not an issue.
I know, but still, your
great
mind
point.
Goes a certain place. But anyway, I think those 2 questions are really the same thing. How do you see him being utilized, and do you trust Kellen Moore? We sit here and we moan and we groan about how Tony Pollard has not been used for his entire Dallas Cowboys career. That completely, totally, 100% runs parallel with Kellen Moore's time as offensive coordinator. And I'm not like sitting here like, let's bag on Kellen, but he probably gets the least amount of blood on his hands for Tony Pollard. I'm not saying he doesn't get any, but there's mountains of data to support how Tony Pollard, should be utilized more and, in the slot and just as a receiver, like do whatever you want with him, just get the ball in his hands. And every year, you know, we see the same things, you know, from the tennis courts in Oxnard, Gilmore. Yeah, I totally believe. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to put them both on the field at the same time. We're going to run some 21 personnel stuff. And yeah, you know, they'll do it, you know, for a couple of games, and then they'll get comfy, or they'll have to, you know, kind of chill back, and it'll fade. And so I don't trust that, if I'm being totally honest. I'm really nervous that Tony Pollard is going to be like the fantasy football darling of 2023, and everyone's going to be like, this dude was on the Cowboys? Like, what, you know, how why weren't they using him like this? So I really am terrified of that hypothetical. I do think I've decided that, you know, the Tony Pollard issue or subject is in the same box as the Ring of Honor. Like, the more we ask, the more we talk, the more we moan and groan, it's pushing it further and further away from reality.
RJ, do you have time to come back for another few minutes with us on the other side of this break?
You know what, guys? I was going to meet with the president and mayor
That's
the
right.
UN, but I don't need to anymore. You know, I'm here.
Thanks. Okay, because I have a real specific question.
I know you were going to get the Frankie DeYoung signing. I know, but just put it all for a few minutes and talk to us just a little bit.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, I'll tell I'll tell the Robbies and Rebecca Lowe to hang on. I'm doing their podcast now.
On the other side of the break, RJ Ochoa is going to come back with this because I want to get his very specific thoughts on Jerry Jones, Jimmy Johnson, and the Ring of Honor. We'll do that next on 105 Through the Fan. It's To Get Right with Reg and KG right here on 105 Through the Fan. Kevin Gray, Reginald Atatula, my man Joey holding it down for you here on your Turn It On, Leave It On station. We're continuing our conversation with SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, RJ Ochoa, right here on 105 Through the Fan. Last couple questions with him before we allow him to enjoy the rest of his evening. We want you to let us know on the truckrate.com text line, 877-881-1053, if you could party with anyone, with any celebrity. Who would that be and why and where in honor of Nobu Night out in Oxnard, California? It's the annual media party.
Which none of us are at, clearly.
No, we are live in Dallas as we are here in the studio and not in Oxnard.
That's right.
California.
Correct.
And RJ, you said it was Cristiano Ronaldo. That's who you would party with? Is that correct?
I thought about it a little bit more.
Oh, you changed your answer. Okay.
Yeah, I do want to amend that. I want to go with Bruno Fernandes. You know what I mean? Like, just let's talk a chill drink. Maybe, you know, kind of a little bit colder outside, like on some like dark brown couches. You know what I mean? Like, not a lot of lighting, and just be like, hey man, what happened? You know, like, let's,
you know. Not what happened.
Let's figure it out.
Okay. So.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. I mean, or just let Christian Eriksen take his place. That'd be good too. RJ, obviously you haven't been at camp, but you've been able to see a lot of the things at camp as we have as well. The big thing that everybody talks about with this Cowboys team, it's hard to ignore a conversation about number four himself, Dak Prescott. And I know that we can't make too much out of, you know, training camp at times, but sometimes seeing him throw the ball, especially deep, and not be able to connect with these wide receivers is troubling for me. Do you have any concerns about that with Dak Prescott?
Not at all. And by the way, shout out to you guys, to the fan. I mean, I love Dak's interview with you all. Maybe the best interview I've ever heard with him in his time with the Cowboys. Really, really fun. I hadn't heard that Dak in a long time. And every time he does an interview, I love Dak. I think back to when he was on Pardon My Take, and he was asked what his favorite color was, and he said gray. that was no offense.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Is your favorite color gray?
No.
I was about to say.
Well, I'm just saying, if it was, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, it's great. It's awesome. I've really kind of enjoyed getting to see, you know, I think last year he had a little bit of, like, senior on campus vibes, but I that seems like it's faded. Like, he really does just kind of feel like the boss, but in, like, a cool way. Like it's Google. You know, I know it's out in California and whatnot, but it's the right kind of energy. And I just haven't seen that in a very long time from a Dallas Cowboys player. So it's cool to see him kind of setting the tempo that way.
Before we get you out of here, something that you have been extremely passionate about throughout the offseason, really, I guess, a year ago, since it's ironically about to be around Hall of Fame weekend this weekend, when Cowboys owner, president, and general manager went on national television on Fox and said that he was putting Jimmy Johnson in the Hall of Fame. Fast forward a year later, that still has not happened yet. And he had some very interesting things to say earlier this week with respect to Jimmy getting into the Hall of Fame. And he said, whether it's not about whether or not Jimmy is, quote, sniveling or not. your thoughts on the continued pettiness between Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones on this issue.
You know, I'm a big believer in objective data and letting that kind of, you know, rule and run my life. And so I understand that, you know, there's been things that have been said and there have been things happening, I think, on both sides. And I think that's an argument that people bring up a lot. Well, he said, she said, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Like, at the end of the day, you know, this is a dynasty that changed professional sports, that massively changed the way this team is perceived. I mean, Jimmy, I don't have to sit here and obviously list Jimmy's qualifications to be in the Ring of Honor. I think I don't know that I can call it hypocrisy as much as it is, just to your point and to Newey Scruggs' point, outright pettiness. It's sad. It's no longer like embarrassing or frustrating. It's just sad. I think first and foremost, obviously, Jimmy deserves that moment to be able to, you know, be honored among Cowboys fans. But I think the Cowboys fans deserve that moment. You know, I want to see that. You know, I want to see that and talk to my dad about it. You know, talk to, you know, other people about it. Like, that's an important chapter in this franchise's history that is just like ignored. You know, in that particular sense. And so, you know, we do a show at Blog of the Boys every week on our podcast network with Tony Casillas. He has, you know, long championed Jimmy getting in. And we all kind of really enjoyed it when Jimmy went into the Hall of Fame, and it got delayed, obviously. But it's silly. Again, like, you can point out, you know, Jerry saying it last year and taking the moment from Jimmy. I know Kurt Menefee set him up. I've watched that clip 1,000 times. But he did kind of take the moment away. You guys remember that night? Every article, you know, we did it too. Every article was, oh, Jerry's putting him in. Jerry's putting him in. Mm-hmm. Well, why? And I think this, you know, idea of now, like, well, there's other people that have to go in. Cool, put them all in. Like, but, you know, in 2011, Jerry put in Larry Allen, Drew Pearson, and Charles Haley all at the same time. That's three different people, three different players from three different eras of Dallas Cowboys history. You want to put in Tutal Jones, Harvey Martin, you know, Charlie Waters, Everson Walls. I mean, Cornell Green, put them all in. Put all five of them in with Jimmy. But you cannot make any objective argument to support keeping him out. And I don't know any Cowboys fan who wants to make that argument. And so I would respect, and I would disagree, obviously, but I would respect to Jared to be like, you know what, guys? It's my Ring of Honor. I want to do with it. I don't want him in. And you know what? If you don't like that, so be it. But I paid for it, so it's mine. I mean, you know, at least own it that way. That's just kind of how I feel at the end of the day.
RJ, appreciate you. Is there anything that you want to get off your chest? Like, anything that just a take, if you want to, you know, we just want to give you a little time to do that.
You know, I was talking to my wife about this. I think that, you know, we all love pie, right? Like, you know, I honestly did not mean to make that joke. But I do believe that like the crust is a necessary component in a pie, like in a dessert. Like, if the crust is not good, the pie is not good. But in a pizza, which is a pie, the crust doesn't have to be good for me. Like, I'm talking about the outer rim, not the bottom. You know what I mean? Like, so while it is a pie, I don't need the crust to be good on a pizza the way I do, you know, for a dessert pie. But, you know, if you guys disagree, you're wrong and stupid, and I hate you.
Fantastic.
That's an interesting take. We might have to ponder on that.
I'm thinking on it. I think I might agree with you.
I think I might agree with you on that, RJ. Thanks for bringing that up. You can find
him. Pie is all about the meat, sauce, and cheese, boys.
Facts.
And vegetables?
No.
I should have known. Anyway. I should have known.
The only defect in RJ Ochoa is the fact that he cheers for that team in Houston. But other than that, he is fantastic, and you can find him on Twitter at RJ Ochoa, covering all things for the Dallas Cowboys on SB Nation's Blogging the Boys. RJ, as always, appreciate the time, my man.
Thanks a lot, guys. Kevin Gray's on TikTok. Astros fan 1234.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.